afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our lesson we're discussing on here on the Gospel Preaching Network. This is a lesson that I've done, it seems like I've done before, but I have not entirely. It's going to be over the parable of the sower. We know that Jesus taught in parables. A parable is comparing, we'll read from Matthew chapter 13, starting with verse 1. It says, on the same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. They had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on a good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. In this parable, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is talking about good seed and other seeds that don't quite add up to what the good seed is. And the good seed is the Word of God, we know that. And it says, behold, a sower went out to sow, and as sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and birds came and devoured them. That be those that... Actually, I want to read to you verses 18 through 23, because Jesus explains it himself. And I want to explain it to you just how Jesus would do it. It says, therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away that what was sown in his heart. That this is he who received the seed by the wayside. So in other words, Jesus says, you who are taught, or you who are listening here, some of you do not understand this. When you hear my words, when you hear the word of the kingdom, when you hear the word of God, you do not understand it, and you allow false teachers come, or allow the wicked one coming in, snatching that seed away. This is the seed of the waste, this is the seed by the wayside. Then he goes on and says, but he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, he immediately he stumbles. So Jesus is saying how and a debt, which means the seed that's planted there by rocky soil would be underneath the soil. Don't be much soil to it. Roots soil rotted. The sun would cause the water to dry up. It withered away. It died. And Jesus is saying he receives seed, which is the word of God, on the stony places. He hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Like someone who says, someone's like they're a Christian for a short amount of time. They hear the word of God. They're saying how they understand the word, and they say that I understand it completely. I know it's supposed to be done, but then when it comes down to it, whenever you're being persecuted or tribulation, they don't act on their faith. They don't stand up for the word. They immediately stumble. They don't stand up for themselves and for the truth. They fall back to their old ways because of their fear of the world around them. Now, in these situations, we have arrived, and we've noticed them here throughout our lives here. Situations with ISIS persecuting so-called Christians. They claim they're Christians. I'm not going to meddle in a big discussion about that. But ISIS is beheading people. And some say this is the end times because Revelation is talking about those that were beheaded and all that. I'm not going to get a big discussion about Revelations, but Revelations is more of a figurative book than it is a literal book. There's not much literal meaning in but other than certain things, but it's a figurative but has principles in each one of the sayings. All the words, now we're getting back to here, about Isis. Isis beheaded people when we're facing persecutions. There are some that believe on as a stand up to say this is the truth, I'll die anyway, then you got those that say, if Isis comes over here, I don't know what I'll do. I'll probably die, or I'll probably do this, or I'll probably do that. Because they don't, how much faith do you have in the word? How much do you really believe the word? How much do you really understand what God and what Jesus is talking to you about? Because of persecution or tribulation, you stumble. If you're a Christian, if you're a member of the Church of Christ and is listening into this show right now, I want to charge you at this moment. I want to urge you to evaluate yourself. If ISIS were to come over today and break into your home or invade the church and point a gun at your head, say, your religion, or die, are you willing to say, I am not doing that? And answer it honestly, as if it were a real situation. Answer it honestly, even if you aren't a member of the Church of Christ. Can you answer this question honestly? Can you answer it with yes? I will stand up for the truth, and in turn try to speak the truth to them, because we never know what good will come from it. It's kind of hard to teach people like that, and we hope that that situation doesn't arise, but it can happen. Can't happen, but can you honestly say in your mind this? Can you honestly say that I remember Jesus saying, don't fear those who could kill the body, but fear the one who could destroy both body and soul in hell. God is the only one who could kill both body and soul. Man cannot. Therefore, we should fear man. That doesn't mean we should say, well, for this verse, we don't have to obey the laws of government. Well, if they're abiding by God's word and if they're not stealing stuff like that, and it's going with God's principle and God's word, yes, you should obey it. But if it comes to saying, if they make up a law like saying you must reject Christianity or die, Christianity, that sense is where, that's the only sense where you could rebel, so to speak, of the government. But let's listen diligently. Next, that says, now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. In other words, this person, let's say you got James Taylor or something, Jeffrey Taylor or something. Somebody. No. Let's say you got this guy named George. I don't want to name that and not be trying to pick on somebody. Let's say you got some guy named George. Just for example. Not really a person. So you got George. So he came to church last Sunday. He was baptized for remission of his sins. Now somebody's offering him a bunch of money to give all that up. This is the one that he who hears the word, cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of the word, chokes the word, and he becomes unfruitful. In other words, he might hear the word and obey it for a short period of time, but when he's offered something for the money or the material things, he's more interesting in the material things, like this George guy. He's more interested in the money or the riches or the material things in this world rather than obeying what God says. I remember when Jesus asked this rich guy about eye of the needle. Instead of a rich man to come, kingdom, it's harder for a rich man to come to the kingdom of heaven than it is easier for a camel to go to the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, the parable. Now finally come, but he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. This is the person who hears, who obeys God's word. I should have put this lesson 15 minutes because I'm probably going to end it short. But it goes back and says, we must be on the good ground, be solid foundation, solid word. All that really matters is God's word. We only have God's word. Somebody say, God, speak to me. He does in his word, the Holy Bible. I want to end it short because this is all my lesson. I appreciate you for listening in, those of you that listened in. I hope this word has pricked you in the heart. I'm hoping you have any questions. If you have any questions, please email me at JonathanExlam13, all lowercase, at yahoo.com. If you have any questions, email me. And I don't know if it will be this Wednesday or next Wednesday, in a week or two. Email me any questions and I will discuss them on the show. Be great. Thank you for your patience and your understanding and your willing to listen. Have a great day.